This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for self-reliance in every field, asserting that India's dependence on foreign countries remains one of its biggest enemies. He said it is high time that India stands before the world as a self-reliant nation to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister was addressing the Samudra Se Samriddhi program in Bhavnagar today. Unveiling his government's vision to make India a maritime superpower, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the country aims to triple its share in global maritime trade by 2047.
भारत को दुनिया की एक बड़ी समुद्री शक्ति बनाने के लिए तीन और बड़ी स्कीम्स पर भारत सरकार काम कर रही है। इन तीन योजनाओं से शिप बिल्डिंग सेक्टर को आर्थिक मदद मिलने में आसानी होगी, हमारे शिपयार्ड्स को मॉडर्न टेक्नोलॉजी अपनाने में मदद होगी और डिजाइन और क्वालिटी सुधारने में भी बहुत मदद मिलने वाली है। इन पर आने वाले वर्षों में 70,000 crore rupees से ज्यादा खर्च किए जाएंगे।
During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal, along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi, who is on a tour to Gujarat today, visited ancient town Lothal near Ahmedabad and reviewed progress of the National Maritime Heritage Complex, NMHC, in Lothal. The Prime Minister inspected completed works and chaired a review meeting with officials. The NMHC is being developed at the cost of 4,500 crore rupees. At the historic site of Lothal, which was once a significant trading centre of the Indus Valley civilization, it aims to showcase India's rich maritime legacy to the world. Earlier, the Prime Minister also undertook an aerial survey of Dholera Smart City. Union Minister for Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has said GST slabs were reformed for the benefit of the citizens of the country. Addressing the centenary celebrations of the Matchsticks and Fireworks Manufacturing Associations at Kovilpatti, Tuticorin today, she said the government was working with a long-term vision of Vikasit Bharat in 2047. She asserted that the government would render all assistance for the benefit of the fireworks and matchsticks manufacturers. The minister informed that from the 22nd of this month, people can be relieved that they can buy things at a much lower cost because of the reduction in GST. She said the GST rates were reduced for 375 goods, which would help people celebrate the festivals. In an effort to directly pass on the benefits of GST reduction to consumers, the Ministry of Railways has announced to slash the MRP of packaged drinking water available in trains and railway premises. Thus, packaged drinking water bottle, Rail Neer and all other brands of 1 litre will be priced at 14 rupees from the earlier 15 rupees. Similarly, the price of such bottles of 500 millilitres has been reduced to 9 rupees from the earlier 10 rupees. The revised prices of water bottles will be applicable from the 22nd of this month. The Department of Consumer Affairs has enabled GST grievance redressal on the National Consumer Helpline as part of next-gen GST reforms. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, in a statement said a dedicated category has been enabled on the integrated grievance redressal mechanism in Gram Portal to address the expected consumer queries and complaints. In women's cricket, chasing a target of 413 runs, India was 70 for 1 in 6.1 overs against Australia at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi when reports last came in. Australia were all out for 412 in 47.5 overs. Earlier, Australia skipper Lisa Healy won the toss and opted to bat first against India in the series deciding third and final women's ODI. In China Masters 2025 badminton, the men's doubles semi-final match is underway between the Indian pair of Sathvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty and Malaysian pair of Aaron Chia and So Bui Hik in Shenzhen Arena. And with that, we end this news bulletin.